listening to a podcast by the United Nations Research Institute for Social Development.
UNRISD and UN Women jointly hosted a workshop on gender-related research within the UN system. More than 30 senior researchers from within and outside the UN system, as well as heads of gender units from within the UN system, attended. UNRISD caught up with a few of the participants to ask them what they think about the way that knowledge is produced and used within the UN system.
Thank you. My name is Techua Menu. I'm a retired professor from the University of Ghana. I used to be director of the Institute of African Studies, and I became a full professor. I'm originally trained as a lawyer, and then I became a social scientist. My first two degrees are in law, but my PhD is in anthropology. And very early on in my career, I was very interested in gender issues and actually started, perhaps in a systematic way, gender research at the University of Ghana. This is an issue that is very dear to me. I'm also an activist in the women's movement in Ghana, so these are not theoretical issues at all for me. I believe that the UN is a very important organization, and therefore, the work that it does should have influence. I actually think that over the years, the UN has lost some influence and that it has become almost indistinguishable from bodies like the World Bank and the IMF. And I think that that is ground that the UN has to recapture. Speaking from a country perspective, it's not clear to many people what the difference in positions are between the UN as represented in country and the World Bank is on many issues. And yet the UN was set up for very different reasons. And for at least the first 3 to 4 decades of its existence, it differentiated itself on poverty, on development, on gender. And yet in recent years, and when I say this, I do not mean to paint all UN agencies with the same brush, but I'm talking about the dominant ideas and views. It's hard, you know, sitting in country to think that the UN has very strong positions on the care economy, even on gender, beyond getting more women into positions here and there. It's hard to speak about UN research because the UN itself is not a research agency. And yet within the UN, there are agencies, there are bodies that produce very useful statistics, also generate ideas such as UNRITS. And I think that, so it's hard. You can't just talk about UN research. I mean, I don't think that, especially in country, that there is much capacity for research, no. How could my research be better used by the UN? Maybe by the UN agencies in Ghana. And because one of the questions that intrigues me is what kind of inventory there exists of research that is even commissioned by the UN, especially at country and regional levels, and of course at headquarters, and how do they kind of feed into each other, and how do they work? How do you ensure, for instance, that you're not repeating research that has already been done or that you are taking insights from particular research? I think that the work that we did in Pathways provides a good example because we had some direct links with people in UN, at UN Women, and they actually were part of our research consortium. It allowed a better use and uptake of the research that we did. The issue about ideas matter, you know, the fact that ideas matter. But and the second part of it is that ideas matter, but you need partnerships to disseminate those ideas, you know, and to also contribute to formulating those ideas. That, for me, seems to be the key message that I will be taking out of this workshop.
Check out our other podcasts available free on the iTunes Store. For more information, go to our website, www.unris.org. If you have any suggestions for future podcasts, email us. Thank you for listening.